This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And you need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
You know, one of the crazy things about life is that whenever you're trying to do something important, that's exactly when life is going to get hard. You want a career advancement? Well, guess what? Something's going to happen in your personal life. You want a better relationship? Well, guess what? That's exactly the time when the volume of work you have to do is going to increase and you're going to have to spend more time, more hours doing things that you don't want to do. You've got a major athletic event. Well, guess what? That's when you're going to roll your ankle. And it happens time and again. And what I want to talk about today is how to deal with these distractions. When you're trying to do something, you're trying so hard to improve your life, but life tosses you a wrench or it throws a wrench into your machine. And all of a sudden it feels like that machine is slowing down and it feels like you can't keep up with what you got to do to make happen what you wanted to make happen in the first place. And so the temptation is this. When something comes up, right? A lot of us, we're like firemen, right? We're constantly putting fires out in our life, right? We're trying to do something, but then all of a sudden we get a text message or we get an email or we get a phone call or something happens and we're just completely off course from where we want to be. Here's the thing. No matter what, life doesn't happen in a vacuum. You can't mask yourself from those things. You can't completely shield yourself from something that's just going to pop up, right? I've always said this. This world that we live in, it's been testing living things for millions of years, right? Figuring out whether those living things are worth the oxygen that they're breathing. We can't expect that the world is going to bend over backward whenever we want to do something that's important to us, right? Because the world is much bigger than us. It doesn't revolve around us. It doesn't, just because you say you want a happier, gentler world, that's not essentially going to happen, right? The world just doesn't work like that. And if any population understands this, it's the people I'm speaking to right now, right? You guys have been through some stuff. So when you're out and you're in the civilian world and you're trying to go out there, you're trying to get your education, you're trying to get a better job, you're trying to put more money in your pocket, you can't expect that it's going to be easy no matter what. Because I'll tell you right now, you know what? A lot of people are grateful for the veterans in this country. A lot of people are grateful for the fact that you guys and girls signed that dotted line and put your lives on the line for their freedom, right? I'm not questioning that. But what I am telling you is that being a veteran, if you think that that's going to make you special, if you think that things are going to be easier for you because you are a veteran, well, look at the statistics, guys. Look at the statistics. Look at what our community has gone through over the past decade and a half, right? Lots of homelessness, right? Economically, we're way below what we should be. And why is that? Well, I don't want to say that I think it's because a lot of veterans entered the civilian world expecting it to be easier than it was. But what I will say is this, a lot of us didn't understand what we needed to do to find success in the civilian world. A lot of us didn't understand that the work out here, the life out here, is oftentimes a lot harder than it was in the military. Right. And I get it. You know, you're not going on humps every day. You're not getting shot at. You're not getting deployed. But you're responsible for yourself. In the military, you got a support network. All those NCOs, those officers, they're there, of course, to organize the unit and to make sure the mission's accomplished. But they're also there to take care of you and make sure that you're doing what you have to do. Right. And in the civilian world, you don't have anything like that. You got a boss, but guess what? Your boss is going to can you if you're not doing the job, right? You're not going to get career advancement for just checking the box, right? You're not going to get advancement just by doing a few MCIs, right? You've got to make your own path in this life. You got to understand exactly where you want to go. And if you make a decision to go somewhere and an obstacle gets tossed up in front of you, well, it's up to you to figure out a way around it. So what do I want to tell you? What I want to tell you is this. When something comes up, right, regardless of what it is, it could be a tragedy, right? It could be a friggin' disaster, right? It could be a boss getting on your ass. It could be a friggin' breakup, right? It could be a million different things. But when something goes wrong, that's when you've got to remind yourself of who you are and who you want to be. You've got to remind yourself of that every single day. One of the things I do every single morning, I have a written statement out of who I am and who I want to be. I've written that out and I review that every single morning. I review that thing every single morning, right? Why? Why do I do that? Is it because I want to tell myself how great of a person I am? Is it because I believe in you know, visualization or spirituality? No, it's not because of any of those things. It's because in this world, you will get kicked in the face. You will have dirt kicked in your face every single day. You will have people telling you that you're not good enough every single day. And the person who will tell you you're not good enough the most times is you. Your brain, that negative talk that you're putting in your head saying, oh my God, I'm never going to get there. Oh my God, my life sucks. Oh my God, things were so much easier when I was in the military. I wish I could go back. Well, guess what? You can't go back. And guess what? Every single living thing on this planet gets dirt kicked in its face at some point. All of us are going to die. Every single one of us is open to the trial by fire that this planet has to offer. And if you're not on your own side, if you're not convincing yourself that you're going to be able to do what you want to do in this life, and guess what? You've lost your best friend in the world. You've got nobody else who's going to support you like you can. You need to constantly remind yourself of who you are and where you're going to go. So what do I write down? What did I write down on my little document that I read to myself every morning? I have a full statement of who I am, all right? I have it. Chris Allred is a highly respected marketer and business consultant. He and his partner, Virginia Charnocki, specialize in turning small coaching businesses into multi-million dollar companies. Chris and his wife, Shauna, live in Las Vegas, Nevada, in a beautiful open space townhouse. Chris and his partner, Virginia, make $20 million gross a year and $8 million profit from their business, Warrior Business Inc. Additionally, they have three other businesses that include real estate investment companies and holding companies. Additionally, Chris and his wife are active investors with $1.5 million on the market and growing. Chris is an active member of his community, and he works with local veterans to help them to find success through entrepreneurship. He's a respected broadcaster, and he's dedicated to fitness. Chris holds a purple belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And guess how much of that stuff has happened yet? None of it. None of it's happened yet. But why do I read that to myself? Because it tells me exactly where I want to go. It reminds me that I'm not there yet and I need to put in the work. And that little thing that comes up, that little tripping wire that comes up, that's nothing in the grand scheme of things. You can't allow yourself to get defeated by the little things that happen in life. If you do, you're never going to get to where you want to go. And that's what I got for you guys this week. Remind yourselves of who you are and remind yourselves of where you're going. I want to thank you guys for listening to the Warrior Soul Podcast. Like I said, my name is Chris Albert. We do this show to help U.S. military veterans to find their way in life. The only thing we ask in return is that you share these episodes out with people who can use them. And if you could pay us the highest compliment by writing us a review on iTunes, we really appreciate it. The podcast would not be possible without the good people over at F-Bomb Nutrition. They make delicious packets of fats, macadamia nut butters, coconut butters. They mix them up together. They're super delicious. They're sending packets of this stuff overseas to the troops on the front lines. Great people, great company. You can get 20% off your first order by heading over to www.dropanfbomb.com. Use the code WarriorSoul at checkout. If you want to support the show, we've got some amazing merch that's up at warriorsoul.shop. With that, guys, I'll be back at you next week with another episode.